producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
A few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and anybody I left out, of course. All of you good girls and guys out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim listeners, the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one that holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'm filling in for Bradley today, live back at the bunker in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. I got in really early Wednesday morning around 2 a.m., had been out the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, and we got pushed over a day due to all the snow. We were supposed to fly into Jersey and got held over, had to fly up to Denver, had long wait over there, and then finally got in real early in the morning on Wednesday. And so I'm playing catch up. My body was playing some catch up last night. I'm playing catch up with articles and news and everything else. So bear with me, and we've got a great show for you today. I want you to stick around. We're going to cover some topics from this week, especially what took place in Oregon. And then bottom of the hour, we're planning on bringing on a guest to talk about the CDC, some documents that have been released, and the link with vaccines and autism. This is not conspiracy theory. This is conspiracy fact. It is fact. It is a document dump that has been done, and I've got a guy, hopefully, who's going to be able to join us at the bottom of the hour to relay that information to you. If you'd like to call on the show at any time, the phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933. That's 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We don't do Chinese buffet here. We want to stick to what we're talking about. So this first segment and the second segment, we're going to be talking about what's going on specifically with Oregon and some of the other news, and then the bottom of the hour, we'll pick up the vaccine issue. If you want to find us online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you're on Facebook, you can find us at Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. And you can follow Bradley on Facebook at Bradley Dean, Bradley double E Dean on Facebook, and Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. I think I covered all those. But, yeah, we've had some interesting news this week, some very disturbing news out of Oregon. Yesterday I wrote on the fact that now we have 8 people out of the refuge who have been arrested. One gentleman has been killed. And what appears to be an ambush by the FBI, and I'm getting word today that it happened in a different county other than the county that they had previously been in. And this is not Sheriff David Ward of the county there where the refuge is, but this is another county in which is a constitutional sheriff. And they were actually on their way to meet that sheriff when, according to one of the eyewitnesses, a young lady, 18 years old, who was in the truck that was shot at, she says they were ambushed. There were snipers in the trees. There were multiple vehicles around many agents, as well as police on the scene, and the sheriff did not authorize any of it. So that's the word that I'm getting out of Oregon. As soon as I have all of that stuff verified and have some sources for you, I'll get something up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But that is one of the big things now. And, you know, in the article that I did last night, not only did I allow you to hear the young lady's testimony of what went on, her eyewitness account, but also there was another gentleman who had put out a video, and, you know, he referenced the fact that the man, Lavoie Finnicum, had charged the officers. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that he didn't do that, but it just seems very odd considering how he's conducted himself before. It doesn't mean he's not passionate about what he believes, but that kind of thing seems like a death wish. And I just talked with somebody, we're going to be posting the article a little later on, who dealt with Mr. Finnicum's book. And so, you know, you have some Mormon theology that comes behind some things, at least with the Bundys. And as soon as I take a look at this, I'm going to see about posting it, because where your starting point is with America and with the God of the Bible, specifically with the God of the Bible, is going to affect your worldview and how you respond to things. And so this may play a role in helping us understand some of the things that took place. But from what I can see now, the fact that the man was shot, and we may just get some dash cam footage on that before the week is out, if it's in the FBI's favor, which I'm sort of suspecting different. I mean, the record for these guys has not been good in dealing with, you know, circumstances like this. It just hasn't. Look at Waco. Look at Ruby Ridge. Look at the various instances where these guys have been involved in some of these kind of situations. And the ones starting the violence are not the citizens that they're dealing with. It is usually the feds themselves. So check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. A couple other things from today. This is a brand new one from Troy Newman. I reported on the fact that the gentleman and another worker were indicted by a grand jury in Houston over the Planned Parenthood videos and exposing their criminal acts of selling baby parts. The ironic thing is, one of the charges against them, or him, is trying to buy those baby parts. But apparently, no indictment has come down against Planned Parenthood or their partners in the sale of them. Now, if it's wrong to buy them, it's wrong to sell them. And we all saw those videos for ourselves. That's what these people were engaged in. They were happy to do it. One lady wanted to sell enough baby parts to get a Lamborghini. My goodness, where is the justice here? It's the ones who are pointing out the wrong who are being criminalized. Now, Troy Newman has come out and he said there's a bombshell. The Houston grand jury never voted on Planned Parenthood charges. Isn't that something? We are going to protect Planned Parenthood while we criminalize those who are doing good. Our society is turned backwards. Totally backwards. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Earth to National Review. Trump supporters are post-conservative. That's by our friend Tom Dahlberg. Clinton Town Hall questions totally rigged. I can see why they gave you this question. Of course they're rigged. When we come back on the other side of the break, let's talk a little bit more about what's going on in Oregon.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in Oregon and maybe delve into some constitutional aspects of the militia. I would highly recommend that you take a look at what the Constitution says about America's troops. This is going to be hard for some people to swallow because we've always been taught about standing armies. And this was one of the things that the Founding Fathers, many of them were against. For instance, Representative Elbridge Gerry on August the 17th, 1789, in a debate on what later became the Second Amendment, wrote, "What, sir, is the use of a militia? It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty. Whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins." Upon their ruins. That's 1789. Those are wise words. And this, in fact, was part of the problem that the Anti-Federalists had with the Federalists. There was this idea of the standing army. And they believed that it would be a threat to liberty, that it would not enhance it, but it would be a threat to it. And so we look to the Constitution, and you say, well, what does this Constitution say? Doesn't it say we can have an army? Doesn't it say we can have, you know, military and such like that? Well, let's take a look at what it does say, okay? Besides the Second Amendment, which specifically says there's going to be a well-regulated militia, and therefore the rights of the people to keep and bear arms should not be infringed. I believe when you speak about a right of the people to keep and bear arms, that applies to the individual, but it's tied to the fact that we as individuals are the ones who are the defensive mechanism, not a military, but the people themselves. And so let's look at Article 1, Section 8, Clauses 12 to 16 in the U.S. Constitution, because this is the only other place that we find any kind of military, militia, any of that kind of stuff. So when we come over there, we're seeing enumerated powers for Congress. Okay? And here's what Congress has, according to that. They can declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, which they did under Thomas Jefferson to have private warships engage the Barbary pirates in dealing with Islamic terrorists in their day. So they used letters of marque and reprisal. It wasn't the U.S. military or anything. They didn't have that. And they make rules concerning captures on land and water. And then you get into the part where we deal with these kinds of things. To raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years. You get that? So it's not a standing army, it's for a short period of time. They're also to provide and maintain a navy, and that is seems to be perpetual, that our shores would be protected, so we do have a navy. They are also to make rules for the government and regulation of the land and naval forces. They are also to provide for calling forth the militia. And what is the militia's job? To execute the laws of the Union, to suppress insurrections, and to repel invasions. Not only that, this is really a kicker when you understand that out of this administration and out of even several what's called right-wing politicians who speak evil of the militia, here's what it says. To provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, that's the well-regulated portion, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, reserving to the states respectively the appointment of the officers and the authority of training the militia according to the discipline prescribed by Congress. This is not National Guard. This is the militia. This is the people themselves. And Congress is to train us. They are to establish us. And there is a part that I don't like, and that is completely in the service of the United States, but that is within the idea, according to what we read before, if they're actually declaring war. And folks, we haven't declared war since World War II. Every war we've been engaged in has been an unconstitutional war. And you say, well, I know that. And I know Bradley's spoken about that, too. We're the ones who are violating our own Constitution to our own demise instead of following what the Constitution says we're to be about. So the question I have for those in Congress, guess what? Part of your enumerated powers is to organize, arm, discipline the militia. Where is that taking place in our states? I don't see it. Now, men have taken it upon themselves, and we've seen some of them within some smaller militia groups to train themselves, to learn how to use their weapons, to be tactical. Many of them have served in military. Some of them have not, and learned from others. But we've got to get back to the fact that we train the people for defense. We're not trusting in a standing army, but rather we're trusting in God and use the tools that are available to us to learn how to defend ourselves, as the Constitution says, in the militia. And I want to ask you senators who are running for president, at least those of you who are eligible, you congressmen, you governors, you businessmen who are running for president, here's what I want to ask you. Where's the talk about this right here? Providing for the militia, the training that is necessary, the arming, the disciplining. Where is that at? I don't see it. If everybody wants to talk terrorism, let's get busy training the militia. Let's quit infringing on the people's rights. My goodness, I was coming, I was leaving Las Vegas the other day, headed towards Denver, and I'm standing in a line, and this this guy's walking real straight up with a strut down through the aisles of people with another guy who has a dog. And there's another guy coming before him in a TSA uniform who's saying, all right, everybody get to the right and, you know, don't mess with the dog and, you know, shouting out orders and everything. And everybody stand there that they walk the dog by. Folks, I just looked around and I said, this looks like pictures out of Nazi Germany. You said, well, you're crazy. People have done this. They've done these things and they're blowing up planes and they're cutting people's heads. We have to be safe. Friends, can I just speak a little reality to you? There is no place safe apart from the presence of God. No place. At any moment, anywhere you go, you're always in danger if you don't have the protection of the Lord. He's a strong tower. He's a refuge. But we want to trust in men and dogs and violation of rights and all of these other kinds of things. And you know what? Ben Franklin, I believe it was, said you get neither when you do that. You're giving up your liberty for security, and you end up with neither. Why? Because you fall under tyranny. That's the problem. The responsibility of defending ourselves lies with us as we submit ourselves to God. And I'm not talking about crawling in a place and doing nothing but praying. I think that we ought to be engaged in prayer. We're commanded to do so. We should want to speak to our Heavenly Father. But the fact of the matter is, there's time to put, you know, as one old preacher used to say, put the things that you know in your head that you've read in the scriptures and even the things that we see here in the Constitution to put it in shoe leather. In other words, you walk in it. You act upon it. And it's time we start calling out these presidential candidates who are talking about everything under the sun, except in many cases, what are constitutional issues? I wrote an article and communicated some of that to you on the radio. Why are our presidential candidates not asked, do you know what the enumerated powers of Congress are so that you can veto bills that are unconstitutional or approve those that are constitutional? Do you know what your job requirement is? What's demanded of you? What can you do? And if you know that, you know everything else you can't do as president. Do you know what federal courts can hear? What they can actually rule on? So that you can stand up, you know, when they rule in a place where they're not supposed to and say, that's unconstitutional, we're going to ignore your ruling. Why don't we hear those kind of questions rather than these things that get people inflamed and they polarize the people? Why are we not talking about the things that we're united on? On the other side of the break, we'll have Josh Cook. Stay with us. CDC and vaccines and autism.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We have on the line with us Joshua Cook. Josh lives in a neighboring county from me, and he writes at truthinmedia.com. He has received his BA from Southeastern University and MBA from North Greenville University. His work has appeared on DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars, Breitbart.com, Daily Caller, Washington Standard, and Freedom Outpost. And Josh is here to talk with us about a new documentary and some documents that have come out from the CDC, from a CDC whistleblower regarding vaccines and autism. Josh, you're on the line?
Hey, Tim, thank you so much for having me on the show. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, sure, man. My pleasure. I think the word needs to get out about the things that we're going to talk about. And if you don't mind, just jump right into it. Tell us what Truth in Media has uncovered.
Well, okay, that sounds great, and thank you so much again for having me on the show. This information definitely needs to get out to the public and the actual medical community. But first, let me start off by saying that what I'm about to share with you is not theory. It's documented evidence of massive corruption at the CDC. So anytime when you talk about, you know, vaccines and talk about autism, you know, the mainstream media automatically tries to make you out as, you know, some conspiracy person, some kind of, you know, off-the-wall guy, you know, use ad hominem attacks against you. But, you know, we really wanted to focus in this documentary on pure facts and statements from actual CDC documents that were given to us by a whistleblower at the CDC. So let me kind of walk you through that led us to doing this documentary. First of all, in 2004, a scientist named Dr. William Thompson led a team at the CDC to investigate if there was a correlation between the measles vaccine and autism, because there was an increase of autism during that time and still is on the rise. So that's the reason why the CDC wanted to, you know, look in and do this study of their own. And so in 2004, they released a report in the Journal of Pediatrics stating that they found no correlation. And for many, especially in the medical field, it was a settled debate. You know, let's move on. Let's, you know, the CDC has spoken, so it must be true. And no one's really, you know, everybody was just really just taking that as a fact. But then in 2014, Dr. Thompson, the scientist at the CDC, hired a whistleblower lawyer, and they released thousands of pages of documents to Congress. Now, Truth in Media, we were the first news agency to have access to these documents. Investigative journalist, award-winning journalist Ben Swan, were given these documents, partly because Ben Swan, if you know anything about him, he's pretty fearless. I mean, he touches issues that no other mainstream journalist would really touch. So he was the first one to get the documents, and we assembled a team of experts to look at these documents and really try to extract the most interesting parts of this document, you know, this cache of documents. And what is interesting is we really just reading it personally for myself, which is just mind blowing, seeing how divisive and political the CDC actually is. But here in 2014, Dr. William Thompson made a pretty amazing statement, and again, the mainstream media never picked up on it. But his statement said, "I regret that my co-authors and I omitted statistically significant information in our 2004 article published in the journal Pediatrics. The omitted data suggested that African American males who received the MMR vaccine before the age of 36 months were at increased risk for autism. Decisions were made regarding the finding of the report as the data was collected, and I believe that the final study protocol was not followed." So, Tim, this is what you need to know. What the documents prove is that the CDC began a study, and when the findings weren't what they wanted, they changed their protocol 16 to 17 times. And, of course, you know, you and I know this is not science. And it's interesting because even I read a memo sent to Dr. Thompson basically threatening him not to go forward with the information that he found. He said, "Look, you know, I know you want science to speak for itself, but we're losing the PR battle." And so, the truth is, and this is the main point that I want to make for everybody that's listening to us right now, is that Dr. Thompson was finding correlations between the MMR vaccine, the measles vaccine, and children given the vaccine before 36 months in two groups, black males and isolated autism. And that, you know, if you want more detail, go to our documentary, watch it. It's a little over 20 minutes. Truthinmedia.com. You can watch the video. You can actually download the actual documents and read all the documents for yourself. But the bottom line is the group kept changing the protocol in order to disguise this finding, which basically means the CDC published this article in 2004. It just wasn't accurate. It was totally falsified. And not only did they try to cover it up, they actually tried to destroy the actual document. So the documents you can download now on our news site, they try to destroy those documents, which is totally illegal. And, you know, so, I mean, this is such an important issue. I mean, you know, the question is that I keep getting, though, is why did Dr. Thompson not come forward? Why did it take him 10 years to make a statement like that? Well, let me talk about that a little bit. So Dr. Thompson actually tried to bring this information up in 2004. He actually went to the head of CDC. For doing that, he actually got suspended for trying to bring that attention, the correlation that he found, to the director of CDC. He was totally shot down, suspended for that. He also, there was a shouting match in a parking lot by his supervisor, Dr. Chin, especially telling him, look, you know, you can't go forward with this information. Even there's memos that we read where he was agonizing over the African-American factor. You know, he really felt that this was really important information to come out, and he wanted to talk about it at the Medical Institute where he was going to give a speech, going to do a presentation. You can actually look at the PowerPoint presentation in those documents that we looked at. But he wanted to give it, he wanted to get this information out to the medical community. Now he wasn't allowed to. They basically changed and took him off the scheduled as speaker and put his supervisor, Dr. Shannon, and replaced him with, you know, with the supervisor. So that's unfortunate because, you know, now 10 years have gone by, and you know, it always kind of makes me wonder, you know, what if he was allowed to make that? You know, is that something that the medical community or other scientists could really study to really look more into this correlation that Dr. Thompson found? But the point is, you know, our documentary is really about the cover-up. It's really not so much about debating. We're not saying don't vaccinate your children. I mean, we actually say that, you know, vaccines have saved so many people's lives. But the notion that that every vaccine is safe for everybody is totally false. Obviously, it's totally false. There's a vaccine court that pays out billions of dollars to families that are injured by vaccines. I mean, think about it. I mean, I know a lot of people that have been injured, by vaccinations. So, you know, we really wanted to bring this issue up, but also hopefully people would really demand transparency of the CDC. I mean, a lot of people are calling for criminal charges for people that are covered up this information. You know, there's a total manipulation of a medical study, very important study, that was totally manipulated. And a lot of people feel this is obstruction of justice and there needs to be prosecution. And hopefully this documentary would really spark some real debate. And I'm just excited to be a part of it, Tim.
Well, Josh, I appreciate you bringing that on. And you made mention of the political thing we've talked earlier and of the politics of the CDC. And there's no doubt they receive billions of dollars through the federal government. So they're going to be tied to that. We've got the FDA who has to approve certain things of these. And you know what? Neither one of those agencies are constitutional. And, you know, they're doing that, and I don't see how people can't see that they're going to look to cover one another. So by pulling, you know, showing these documents and exposing what they're doing, it does inform people. And I can tell you, as a father of 10, we had a hospital one time putting pressure on us to vaccinate our children, and I'm with you. Vaccines in the past have saved lives, no question about that. But, you know, what's in vaccines today is not the same thing, you know, that Edward Jenner had or that Jonas Salk had or some of these people. We're talking about mercury and all kinds of other things that are put in many of the vaccines. Yeah, they're going to react with your body oftentimes very different. And that's not just in those communities, maybe with autism, but there have been other things, like you said. Not everybody who has been paid out money to settle things have been, you know, black or had autism or any of that. There have been different scenarios of that. So I appreciate you getting that out. Are you going to be able to stay with us through the break, or do you need to go?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We've got a break coming up, and we want to thank Congressman Bill Posey for getting these documents out to you guys, Ben for putting out the video. And again, we have the article up on sonsoflibertymedia.com, but the video documentary is exclusive to truthandmedia.com. So if you're looking for that, you can go directly to truthandmedia.com. The documentary is there. It's called CDC Vaccines and Autism. And on the other side of the break, we'll pick up with more information from Josh Cook with truthandmedia.com. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. On the line is Josh Cook from truthinmedia.com. We're talking CDC, vaccines, and autism. And Josh, for the break, you were laying out all of the things that were going on as far as these documents that you guys have there. And we also, again, have posted that at sonsoflibertymedia.com, though in order to watch the documentary, people will have to go to truthinmedia.com. And what I want to ask is this. What is your view? Because here at Sons of Liberty, we talk about not just saying, but also doing. What can people do once they see the video? What can they do? How can they act? What are some things they can be involved in as activists, as those who are informed, to deal with the cover-up that's been done concerning vaccines?
Well, you know, I think the most important thing, number one, is to be aware that the mainstream media just won't touch this issue. And I think that's why we've just, you know, I'm getting emails, calls of people thanking us for bringing this issue. It's affecting so many people's lives, and the fact that the mainstream media doesn't really report that. I mean, this is such a huge issue that I think it should be national headlines, but unfortunately it's not. Now, if it is talked about, of course, people that bring up the issues are you know, are being attacked unfairly, and of course, it's just ad hominem an attack. It's not, nothing is rooted in the truth about, you know, you're called, well, you're anti-vaxxer, you know, all this, you know, like truther stuff. But I think the most important thing that we would ask people to do is to share it on social media. You know, sending out an email, just a link, and just let what we've done in documentary speak for itself. And those who want to research further, I mean, the documents are there. especially if you're a medical professional, and you can look at the charts, you can look at all the medical terminology, and I would just say, get informed, I would definitely get your congressman involved and let him know about the issue. Send a link to him or her, any politician that you know, definitely get the truth out. There needs to be something to take place at the CDC. Something needs to change because, if they falsified a document for this one issue, how many more documents are they falsifying? How many shredding sessions are they conducting as we speak because they don't like the results, because it may not be politically correct, or they may feel like they'll lose funding because of a particular outcome of a particular report. So there again, we are asking the CDC to let science speak for itself and not be swayed by any type of political force, either internal or outside of the CDC.
Sure, and that would include any of these pharmaceutical companies that are producing these vaccines. So there's a lot of money that's involved,
right.
And we know when you've got men, especially if they're corrupt, and you've got money involved, that health and truth and everything else sort of takes a second place. And
Yeah, exactly. You make a very good point. And, we don't really talk about that, but it's kind of like goes without saying of even the mainstream media. So why don't they pick up this issue? It's because, they're corporate sponsors. They're, pharmaceutical companies. I mean, CDC is funded by Congress, but who controls Congress? Well, pharmaceutical companies is a big factor in that. But I want to go back to this, just as a parent, I can only imagine parents that may have an injured child. The fact that it took 10 years for Dr. Thompson to come forward. And by the way, the reason why he came forward is there was a recorded conversation between him and Dr. Hooker. Dr. Hooker has been studying this for years. He's a medical professional out of California. And he recorded a conversation where he had Dr. William Thompson on a recording admitting that he found the correlation and that he wasn't, he tried to go. And of course, that really was a catalyst of him coming forward and making a statement and hiring a whistleblower lawyer, that recorded phone call. But look, it took 10 years. I mean, how many, that really sets back this study. I mean, think about it. What if he was allowed to speak in 2004 to the Medical Institute and come forward with his finding of the study, this correlation that he found? That may have sparked more research. But now, it seems like the whole issue with autism really set back 10 years.
Yeah, and it's not just autism. There could be other things that we're not being told that people are being affected by that too. So, I mean, you make a good point. If you're covering up one area, you may be covering up in another. Josh Cook on the line. Josh, you want to tell people where they can find your writings and also where they can see the documentary?
Tim, and I appreciate so much what you do, getting the truth out. And I know you've been sharing my articles and writing for years now, and I really do appreciate that. Please go check out our documentary. It's truthinmedia.com. And, please share it on social media, and please email it to your friends and family. I really do appreciate it. But I think that what you'll find in the documentary is not only going to be thought-provoking, but hopefully it can call to action, and hopefully we can see changes made.
All right. Thanks, sir. I appreciate your time. Josh Cook with truthinmedia.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Josh.
Thank you.
Josh and the team over there have really put together something, and it's not just that they're producing the documentary, but they're also giving you all of the files, the documents that were turned over. by Dr. Thompson. They're in two downloads that you can get there from Truth and Media. And I say one of the greatest things you can do is to be informed and then act on that information. Some of that's going to be contacting congressmen, of course, putting pressure on them to deal with this issue. I don't see it. I don't see anywhere in the Constitution where we're to be funding the FDA or the CDC. And some people can say, well, this is health and this is general welfare and all this other stuff. Look, the people who do that probably the best are, you know, outside of taking government money. And that's where I point to. So when we're dealing with health issues and stuff like that, we already see what the government does when it gets to dealing with health. Prices go up. The health care is not as good. Just everything about it is worse. And the government in D.C. was never designed to do any of this stuff. I don't think this was even in the minds of the founding fathers when they dealt with this. I referenced Edward Jenner, Jonas Salk, scientists that I read about when I was a kid, who used pretty much natural things in their vaccines. I mean, they took dead viruses, and they would inject them so the body would learn to attack it and become stronger, and that was really the premise of the vaccine. And, you know, I remember years ago seeing a sort of a comedy thing about a guy doing had a blender and just throwing all kinds of stuff in the blender and saying, yeah, we're ready to inject this into you. We don't know what's in those things, and oftentimes they want us to take them before we're even sick. And vaccines were, you know, primarily produced in order to fight disease that was there. Then again, that's not to say they haven't been used to keep it at bay. I'm certainly not saying that. But I think when you do have people who are so corrupt that they will lie to you, that is not skewing the truth. They are just lying to you. They are hiding the truth from you with regards to the effects of these things so that you can make an informed decision for your children. Then they're not to be trusted, and they need to be called out, especially when they're doing it on your dime. They're doing it on your dime, and I believe unconstitutionally. So, yeah, get on the horn with your congressman. You know, make your step, inform your friends, and share that video. It's really, really necessary that people be informed. We're about at the end of the show, and just want to finish up one little thing, and that is in pointing back to the issue of Oregon. You need to keep your eyes on that. You need to inform your friends who are uninformed of what's going on there. And we need to control the narrative of what's taking place there. We need to do it. The mainstream media is not going to do it. And whether the guys are doing it right or wrong, the fact of the matter is the point that they're making is a good one. The land out there and all out west and virtually everywhere else that the federal government owns, if it's not a military base, if it's not 10 miles in D.C., they shouldn't be having it. That land belongs to the states and ultimately to the people. And so make sure that you're getting that out to people. We'll talk to you in 23. Bradley will be back. Thank you for listening. See ya.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.